ISIS seized control of the Iraqi city Mosul in June, and they've been in charge ever since. New York City illustrator Molly Crabapple draws images of everyday life in Mosul, but she's never been there. So I asked Molly how she's getting pictures from inside.
So I'm lucky enough to have a Syrian source who sometimes sends me cell phone photos. He lives in the caliphate. Mosul, from the photos he sent me, still feels like it still feels in some way like a city that's clinging on to functioning. However, there are horrifying signs of ISIS's presence there. One thing that this person sent me were pictures of property that's been commandeered by ISIS. ISIS gave all non-Sunni religious groups the choice of either leaving, paying huge taxes and staying, or dying. And almost all of them fled. So businesses that used to be owned by either Christians or by Shiites are actually marked with letters indicating their former owner's religious group and with big signs that say property of the Islamic State.
So this source, there's just one source you're relying on for these photographs.
Yes. And the source also writes accompanying text with them.
How often do pictures from Mosul get out these days?
That's not something that I feel like I could confidently speak to, but I don't feel like they get out very much. ISIS has a habit of murdering people who take pictures and give them to Western journalists. I think that I would guess that the majority of pictures that are currently coming out of Mosul are pictures that are done by ISIS.
What kind of risk is this source of yours running by sending you pictures?
An extreme risk. I'm so humbled and I'm so grateful to work with this person.
So for you as an illustrator, how do you go about taking these photographs and kind of interpreting so that they become these drawings?
I print them out. I try to translate them. I try to get the emotional evocation of the scene. I try to make my ink lines feel the way that, I imagine that scene feels. In some cases, I try to I change people's faces so that they don't look like how they actually do in real life. I obviously either anonymize them or just completely sort of change their facial appearance.
Had you ever been to Mosul before so that you can kind of do a present with the past kind of comparison in your own mind?
Unfortunately, I've never been to Iraq. One of the things that I've been very proud of is that a number of people who used to live in Mosul, who unfortunately don't anymore, have told me that the pictures were very resonant to them and felt real. For me, that's the ultimate test of my work. If people who are familiar with the subject think that I've done right, that I'm not just, making stuff up.
So I'm wondering how much you get hung up on, because this is not photojournalism. I mean, you with photojournalism, you have to be there on the spot. With this, you don't. How hung up do you get wondering whether you're capturing the accuracy of the way things really are in Mosul?
I mean, I work closely with this person to make sure that I'm getting things in the spirit of what he's seen. And I also know other journalists that cover it, who I ask for input. But ultimately, this is an artistic collaboration. And I am working from the photos that I get, which is, fundamentally different than, me going there, taking a huge, huge variety of photos and selecting, a few ones.
As you say, it's a big risk for your source. Why did you take on this project?
We had the opportunity to, and no one is doing anything like it.
Molly Crabapple, thank you very much.
Thank you.
You can see Molly's illustrations of life in Mosul. We've posted them at PRI.org.